This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Superstore 2 years ago is being forcibly medicated and undergoing personality tests. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The defendant has been hospitalized for 17 months at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo. Little has been known about his condition, though public defenders said earlier this year he has schizophrenia. But in a court filing this week, prosecutors say he is undergoing forcible injections of antipsychotic medication and undergoing personality tests that judge whether he is faking his condition. Court documents also say the defendant is participating in competency restoration courses now, which means his treatment could be progressing. A hearing to determine whether he can proceed to trial will be held in August. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado have dropped to their lowest point in a year. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
Right now, 103 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest number the state has recorded since April of 2022. And it's way lower than during the biggest peaks of the pandemic, when more than 1,600 residents were hospitalized. The number has been dropping steadily since late November. However, Coloradans are still dying from COVID-19. Deaths are in the low double digits per week. That's a fraction of the deaths recorded in the Omicron wave more than a year ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And thunderstorms are moving across the Front Range, and heavy rain is hitting northern Colorado. This is CPR News.